Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The microbial content of the human stomach differs greatly by region. Alyssa Crittenden, assistant professor of anthropology at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, is studying the gut bacteria of indigenous Tanzanian tribes.
By cell number, each one of us is more microbial than human, which is just one of the reasons why research on the human microbiome is so fascinating. The gut microbiota, the bacteria that live inside of our digestive system, perform many critical functions and are linked to several aspects of human health and nutrition. Until very recently, however, most research is focused on post-industrialized Western populations. My colleagues and I have, for the first time, characterized the hunter-gatherer gut microbiome, working with a population of foragers in East Africa, the Hadza of Tanzania. Our international research team compared the gut microbiota of the Hadza with urban living Italians who acted as our westernized control population. Our results show that the Hadza have an entirely unique configuration of bacteria in their guts, unlike any population previously sampled. They have a much more diverse microbe ecosystem, with more species of gut bacteria than populations from post-industrialized settings. This finding has critical implications for human health, because several diseases like irritable bowel syndrome, colorectal cancer, type 2 diabetes, and Crohn's disease are significantly associated with a reduction in gut microbial diversity. Our results also show that the Hadza gut houses very high levels of bacteria such as treponema, which is often considered to be a sign of disease, and low levels of other bacteria such as bifidobacterium, that is often considered to be good or healthy gut bacteria. Making these data even more intriguing is the fact that the Hadza experience little to no autoimmune diseases that typically result from gut bacteria imbalances. In light of this finding, we must now redefine our notions of healthy and unhealthy bacteria, as these distinctions are clearly dependent on context, diet composition, and the ecology of the environment in which you live.
That was Alyssa Crittenden of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.